in October of 2005. So back in August and October of 2005, we were like comparing notes. I mean, this stuff has been, you know, definitely in the works. We had President Bush want to suspend habeas corpus to allow the military to, you know, take over the policing of our country in the event of a flu pandemic. And there's a lot of information out there. You can look up Project BioShield, that's now the BioShield Act 2, that's easily accessible online, as well as Executive Order 13295. Anyway, the stuff is right there, and it's all starting to come to fruition. And notice that there are already people getting sick in their community from getting the current flu vaccine, or, you know, from too many chemical trails being sprayed over their city. So this is actually serious business here, and you want to do everything you can to maintain your health and try to avoid a scenario of forced vaccination, and there are things that we can do. But right now I want to go ahead and turn the call over to Robert Carrillo. He's our prayer warrior, and we really feel that this is a spiritual battle, and it's really important that this call be blessed and that we open up with prayer, because that's really what is going to take all of us being prayerful as we move forward with a different agenda. So, Robert?
Well, Father God, we want to thank you for another day that we've lived till this day, Lord God, and we for having given us knowledge and the awareness of the things that are going on. Father God, we just pray for each and every one of the people that have come to this call. Father God, blessings and opening their eyes of awareness. Father, we need, Lord God, to give them abilities, and give them strength, give each and every one of them, Father God, empowerment of wanting to go out, Father, speak this truth to the generations, so that many people will be snatched from the enemy's hands, Lord. In Yeshua's name, Father, we thank you for the hedge of protection that you've put around each and every one of the members on this call tonight, Lord, each of their family men. Pray, Lord, that you continue, Lord God, to bless each and that as you continue to power them with this truth, Lord God, go out, bless each and every person that will be willing to hear the truth. Father God, we thank you again for having blessed us, Lord. We declare that you are God and you are the only server, Lord. Thank you for giving us the word that has empowered us, Lord. And I declare that there is no weapon formed against us that shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against us shall be condemned. Father, we thank you because the weapon of our warfare is not carnal. They're mighty through you, Father God. You've given us, Father God, this truth. We thank you for have separated us to you to be able to now carry on, Father God, planting this truth to the people that will weep. In Yeshua's name, Father, we praise you and bless you tonight.
Thank you so much, Robert. I really appreciate it. Most people, I believe, are on the call. Some people noticed that as they were getting on the call, they're in the middle of a blessing, and so I'm just going to go ahead and repeat a little bit of information. We're going to start the call out for 30 minutes with Dr. Truart giving a presentation of about 10 minutes or so of a summary, and then 20 minutes of an update. Then Don Harkins and Ingrid Castle, myself, we're going to present to you what to do with this information. Really, you know, the whole idea is to how to reach administrators of this plan and put a stop to it that way. The whole plan would fail completely in your community by the follow-through that Robert's going to share. And so Robert will be closing out that portion of the call. Everyone right now is muted and will be unmuted after Robert shares his final method of activism that is the close of this call. And really, it's, Robert has probably the most important role in this, quite literally, on the call. But information is everything, and being able to appropriately disseminate information that is given to people that have eyes to see and hear, literally. And so without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and present Dr. Truart. He has a PhD in nutrition. He's a pathic doctor, the author of 3 books on nutrition and dozens of articles. And he has been, really doing amazing research, the whole Rockefeller dynasty and their connection to the 1918 flu pandemic that is also morphing into a similar scenario planned for us coming fall and winter. So without any further ado, it's a real pleasure to have Dr. Truot on the phone with us. Welcome, Dr. Truot.
Thanks so much, Ingram and Robert. It's going to be kind of fun to try and cram 2.5 hours of a half hour, so I'm going to do my best. There's a lot of information here. We don't want to go into all explain how I came through a series of disjointed articles, basically clipped and master starting in 1974. I have a folder that I mark a question of really caught eye. Small report in Science Mag talking about Dr. Jeffrey Truot's histology, that he was a study and analyze, yes, and recreate, resurrect, medial radar, easily deadly kill, as best, in my opinion, as I do, how that virus. And so I was watching this with great interest, finally in 2003, realizing mapped structure. Dr. Taubenberg reported to a group of his funder, financiers, tied to the hotel, and so, that he had indeed now mapped out the stabilized. It wasn't so that it, you know, made so that it couldn't go back in non-aggressive. That would take 2 years later. In 2005, that was stabilized in plasma, blood cell, and where it was now. One of the neat things about, things can come up and really wreak havoc, but given time, it takes to go back and to evolve backwards, obviously killing harmless. So here we have the 2005, the now resurrected and stabilized plasmid. Then, the next few months, was to stabilize this plasmid cell into, of all things, kidneys. Now, why? Again, this is a big question in my why. For what purpose? Fort Detrick is edge of biology. Why then weaponize? And so I began to dig and put researching all that I can possibly get hands on. Origin, really important understanding that are on this call. And I challenge you, please, do Dr. Truot's word for do as I did, dig, study, find, I'm sure you'll find those best way to learn about the past pen, to go back and writings of quite a bit of that available dusty shelves and find out. Again, the official government version that you see hyped up throughout all the press, throughout all of the, you'll never hear anything about the coming out dangerous. Of course, part and parcel to that is the assumption that this all happened by natural election. Came chickens, pigs. The question is, why did this not happen 100 years before that? During times of war, for instance, stressed out and combat, why have the world mitigating factor from 19, there was a mass camp rock of manufacturing. These vaccines sold to not only U.S. government, but also to Pfizer's, were also in, with yellow fever vaccine and an very experimental typhoid. You go back and look, general reports, many, many soldiers on both sides fell ill with Wuhara. Typhus. Now, if you etymology, deadly pneumonia characterized bloody and death caused primarily by aspirate blood in lungs. Also marking the typhus infection, strange blue of the defining factor in the military record, typhus. Also, honestly reported in the medical record, was that this paratyphus occurred in roughly 38% of vaccine that had received. Now, fast forward 6 months, and this paratyphus outbreak, so many that never made it to the, more American troops died of killed by German. That is also in the, at the same time, Germans were decimated, greater number. In fact, 400,000 died of, that is really, if the history is correct and accurate, that is what deaths of crack, and that was the end of the troops come home to America, center in life, that all has same plaguing America. Time, back, mass vaccinated by Rockefeller Medical Factory. The deaths begin to mount, fall, actually in fall, of culminating 5 or so wide. It's a key thing to understand here, directly tied to outbreak, contaminated typhus, for reasons that are self-evident, the medical establishment designated it as a that and American idea, professionals as an, that's the key to stand. Now, obviously, I got to say, as a meditative accidental scientists involved in labs trying to answer them out to be what I have problems with. Problems, what makes the work now of Taubenberg 7 while back now find the G. So then, if you understand that background, if you understand that history, it really makes the hair on the back of you when our federal government declares the quote inevitable. You also have to understand that just like in these vaccines are manufactured in China. Chinese laboratory. I'm here to tell you, vax. Let's just turn the clock back to deaths of thousands of American pets contaminated. Nothing really happened with that. It was a real concern about recalls, sanctions, also lead paint. Purposefully placed Chinese folks. The bottom line is China understands what power they have. Now, what really caused the dots to be is given by the saying that America, now, why Chinese one? Simply because America is quite long, quite detailed. It's Nazi amazing. If you would like to hire, I have my text. They couldn't release it in 2005 because the Chinese and the West have vesting dollars, something that they had to wait till I would execute. They can put on all kinds of show the world best bottom line Chinese first victim American those able bodied individuals bear arms again. So fast forward to the opening slide there. Another thing, logo one world, or is it the that is what really sent shivers down watching 2,000 drummers drumming out a beat. Now I don't know, but I luckily people out there that do know called me. One gentleman at first thought it was other ways. He called me up. I have worked on some of that. You that another confirmation now. Also, a volleyball team, and of all places, what important to understand, there has been doses of vaccine in China. Sanofi passed the vaccine, have new viral strain. Nobody, even best virologists, I've talked to them. Talked to Mark Tired from the other than the three viral strains. There is also something really new, debated, and says, don't know what this, there has not been testing any overdone. Believe that they respect that strongly. Case on private for class 2005. At first, he wasn't told what it was. His ratio was it was all, what happened with say his kidneys, which is a very real possibility. Folks, we can cause the grid in the first call. Why does this suppose that ninth in 2000? Suppose Spanish pathogen combined with the kidneys that plasma cells that are in now. 300 million also tells us, right, they can't produce that many vaccines out. That's a real concern where they got and how they have gotten. So this is the facts of the matter. China has declared sudden by the demographics. They also stated that one of the hallmarks of this 1918 virus, I won't call it Enterica typhus, was that it killed rapidly all those more able-bodied, you vibrant, virile, healthy, able-bodied that came to work, go well and good. Now, if you want to get a very good expose of what I advise you to go into Amazon and search there for the VS special document, Killer. It's part of the Voices for Dead series. In this one-hour documentary, Taubenberg Controversy Resurrect, you'll also, it's quite stunning, they also document very well that this killer virus came, that's undeniable, the reason, well, great age standing. Well, we can say unequivocally that the killer virus is not from, and we can also say for absolute documented that this killer virus was actually called a Metera typhus. So understand those things. We're going to go on a call with things to detect yourself. Ingrid, do we have anything else to add?
Well, I'm sure that there are people that are going to have plenty of questions. There's plenty of stuff to do online. I sent that out with the initial announcement of the call, and I really would like people to have. We'll just take a call, but you're welcome to ask questions, too, at that time that are specific. What doctor? So I have Don Harkins, my husband. I want to just share with you that our experience on this level of activism started with the smallpox alert that we, January 2003, we distributed 75,000 of those tabloids across the country with instructions to activists to put them in the hands of anyone that would be administering the smallpox plan in their county. Now, some people would attribute that we put a stop to, you know, the mass administration of 300 million doses of smallpox vaccine. I would beg to differ. There's many differences between what they have planned for this fall and winter and what happened with smallpox. For one, there was no smallpox outbreak. There seemed to be no need. Many people pointed out that the biological dissemination of smallpox was remote. There were many more other, more viable biological agents, anthrax, And the fact that the government would not accept any liability in the pharmaceutical as their contract, did not want to be liable for any deaths or permanent injury. So here they all of a sudden sprung 500,000 healthcare workers to be the first in line to take the smallpox vaccine, and 97% of them refused. And that refusal was due in large part to what they saw as a huge mass experiment with 21 days where they would be possibly infectious to their patients, and yet they were to continue working. Once they were inoculated, they were continue working in the hospital, even though they could be infecting their patients. So they saw through that, and there were whole hospitals that refused. One in the Bay Area was well known, and the whole hospital absolutely stood up and refused. So, yes, that didn't take, but this is a lot different. When a lot of people sick in your community, and they have been spraying us, particularly in our area. I've heard reports from across the country, where there's chemical trails in the sky, that's been proven. There's reports on that. There's, all kinds of things from barium to aluminum that weaken the immune system. And friends of mine are experiencing sickness, especially ones that live in cities near, a lot of these trails. So, all I can say is that they are prepping the groundwork, and when people start getting in a panic mode, what do? They want to trust some kind of an expert, and it's very likely that a vaccine solution is what people are going to readily accept, because they are prepping the groundwork for that too. How many people, I wonder, have noticed the recent hype in the headlines? Mother Jones magazine, supposedly an investigative magazine, that's every other month. Their September-October issue has a two-page article by Arthur Allen, and the whole second page is the irresponsibility of those who don't vaccinate, selfish, we need the herd immunity, and they're pumping it up. And then even in a Canadian newspaper recently, they tied the mumps outbreak to unimmunized zealots, called it, unimmunized zealots. So this is like a really important point, that this is going to be pumped up in the media, that every little outbreak is tied to, quote, unvaccinated, even though if you really look closely at records, you'll find that many of the outbreaks are tied to vaccinated as well. In fact, most of these outbreaks, it's usually 80% will have vaccine, not, the larger percentage that they want you to believe. So anyway, we're going to be encountering a lot of that, but what we need to do is the education of the administrators. I'm going to turn the call over to Don, and Don's going to share with you his astute plans and how you can duplicate that in your county state.
Well, hello, everybody, and thank you very much for being on this call. I think that Dr. Truot probably gave you a sense it wasn't there already, the important call. And I believe also that we plan that is together for time. It would ramped up as of 2002 when we're on the heat of the anthrax scare, pandemic for smallpox, mass, in which Mike Levin, the Americans fly. And now the why it did fly was very well described by Ingrid. And that is, traders, we are going to have a much different, she also described, in that the will come, I believe, foregone, that we're not really corporate gesture of health operation. They're not due because they are doing a health, they're a chaos. See if what we're about as dire, and so what are we preventing? Great. It's going big monk about it. Vaccinate 300 million Americans, very, very large, let's take many, many tens of thousands, if not even a million, or so accomplished. Think about the vaccine time, it needs the various locations and sublocations from there, round it up. All of these to happen, they had to happen, and to happen in a time. So right now, what we have at our disposal is each other. We have also the presentation that Truot put together on July 6th that we have available here. Also, a gentleman by the name of Ron Neal has the Dollar D Project. He has been gracious enough to help us with the project, and it's the $1 DVD Project. So if you go to www.$1DVProject.com, you'll find a gentleman by the name of Ron Neal in Texas, and he'll dupe as many of these as we can muster, or he'll dupe as many as we need to get this message out. You can also call him at area code 817-219-2700. 217-219-2798. That's 817-219-2798. Now, in order to have it to where the administrators don't administrate, we are going to have to take it upon ourselves to get out there, talk to our local pandemic preparedness people, find out our local pandemic preparedness plan, find out who the officers are, and either, and this depends on you and your personalities and how many people can get to help you, sit down and talk to them, give them a copy of Dr. Truot's DVD, which is very, I mean, it got us going on this, so it has the same effect on absolutely everybody that sees it. Also, I suggest, I'm a writer, so I'm excited that I'll put together a model letter to introduce subject matter to people if you're just going to be mailing it to them, or if you want to give them the short version to get them interested in a snap to get them to actually watch the DVD, which, because sometimes that can be a problem, as you know. So what we'll do then is, between our resources, your resources, we're going to get copies of Dr. Truot's DVD, get it into the hands of all the administrators in our own areas, so that when this thing begins to happen, they're going to have a crisis in conscience, they're going to have been presented with another side of this scenario, and they are going to be thinking twice about whether they're going to be administrating it or not. It's not exactly a fail-safe method, because, as you know, there's a lot of mandarins out there that are willing to do the bidding of really evil for bucks and a pay and you know, a vacation each year. But that's not our problem at this point. It's our duty now, get out to the administrators and everybody who will listen besides, the information to make sure that they know when the time comes that they will not be doing this in the of public health. And so, again, probably by tomorrow, I will have a model letter written, be available through us at VacLib, the website, and also you can email us. I believe everybody here probably has our email addresses, and we can cite. So that'll just be a model so that you, to help you as entree into pandemic preparedness personnel. God, I love that alliteration, in your area. So, again, at the end of this call, if there's anything, ask me. But I believe that in essence, describes this level anyway of the activist we all needed to be.
I just want to go ahead, before I introduce Robert, I just want to thank you, Don. I just want to mention that emergency medical technicians, you know, your EMTs in your area, they're already prepped. And we had a woman in a rural town in Washington that got Dr. Truot's presentation. As soon as you watched it, she indicated 10 copies and put them into hands of important people in our community. And one of them was an EMT, and he's so grateful, because most of the people, well, I would say 99.9% of them, do not have another view. They are being brainwashed and propagandized that this vaccine that they will be administering is going to save lives, not the other way around. And propaganda, like I said, that we're going to be facing on the unvaccinated being a danger and how we're selfish, we're going to be need to combat that. And that's a great form for letters to the editor. And I would really encourage people to write letters to the editor. They don't have to be some of the brilliant ones that you've seen out there. Most of them in a large city have to be less than 200 words. You can actually get a lot of juicy tidbits in response to some of this hype in those letters, and we have model letters on our website at VacLib.org. So without further ado, I'm going to turn over the call to Robert. Robert is our co-director with Vaccination Liberation. Many people recognize his voice if they've ever called our 800 number. And Robert is the most awesome activist any of us have ever witnessed, and it's because he truly loves his fellow man. He was deeply affected by the death of a grandson that he lost to the vaccines, and he's been moved ever since to share this message with the rest of the world, and he has no problem opening his heart up to total strangers in an effort to wake up more of humanity, and he's really an inspiration for all of us. So without any further ado, here's Robert Carrillo, our co-director with Vaccination Liberation.
Thank you, Ingrid. Truly, this call has been fantastic for all of us. First, first, Dr. Truett, I want to thank you for appearing on this. For the listeners that are here now, Imbri had sent out an email, interest conference call, and within that email, there were several links, okay, about Dr. Truett's investigative reporting, several other things. What I encourage you to do is you take some of that information, put it into your words, send it out to at least 10 people, or send it out to everybody in your email list. If everybody does that, encourage everyone that gets that email to at least send it out to 10, 30 days, millions of actually. So, and another note, Dr. Truett's DV that Don mentioned would be a definite blessing. You take it to all the fire departments in cities. The fire department, they're going to be also first responders. Parent associations, every school, it's also another avenue. And definitely go to your Google and do a search. Associations, all sorts of, so there's very different types of doctors associations, chiropractic associations, and if there are some of them in your town, then by all means make copies of the DVD and go by. Once Don gets the letter put together that he's to help us with that model letter, that it can help us alleviate the agenda of what is planning. So once Don gets this letter to us, at least it was more of a standing to the autos. As far as activism, I got it. I came to 4 months old. A week later, he died from his third series. This happened in 2001. But prior to that, about 2 months before he was born, that's when I actually got, although I was a family member, my daughter was in New York, I was in Florida, and the doctor in New York State is brutal when it's just kind of 4 months, a week then. So, yes, I carry flyers with me. Ingrid has given ply of business cards with love them, protect them, never reject them on them, and just walk up to people. And sometimes I have some people that are waiting for when I speak. Here is what they say. 2 days ago, daughter of a nurse, give her the heavy flu shot, and I don't want her to take those, and here I come. And I said to the lady, that's because God sent me. We're all messengers. You are all messengers. So be encouraged, and I'm going to warn you. People, they're going to tell you, hey, don't talk to me. I don't, it's happened to me. Just 2 weeks ago, this gentleman I approached, he had a baby in his arms and two other children with him. Approached him. Excuse me, I don't know you. And I said, I understand, sir. Well, I just want to share something with you because, for the safety of your baby. And he says, well, look, I don't know you and I don't want you talking to me. And I says, okay, I understand how you feel, sir. I just want to say Godspeed and be blessed with your children. And I just had to walk away. People are not, they're just not going to be willing to retruth and just move on to the next person. Basically, some people have warmly welcomed me, and that's okay. And so my encouragement to you is, before you leave your home, always take your flyers with you or your business cards. Love them, protect them, never inject them. Never, ever stop taking this because you have a passion for why you're involved in this. So definitely encourage you to go on to Godspeed, that someone will be encouraged and bless you, and we love all of you, and we want to get angry at you.
Wow, thank you, Robert. That was very inspirational, for me anyway, because I just remember sharing, every now and then when you hit that brick wall, it's like it kind of keeps you from sharing for a few weeks. And we need to all let go of that fear of the rejection. Because this is not about us.
Ingrid, did you say it keeps I just heard you say that it keeps from working for the next 2 weeks. You know what? Not me. I'm out. I get a no. Fine. I turn around. I don't stop. I just, if anybody that I see with children it just puts me more on fire, even more aggressive. You know why? Because
right on, right
enemy.
On, Robert. But that's the whole thing, that we need to be, totally committed to this work. And
absolutely.
It is not about us. This
it's
is not
about
us. We are strictly a messenger.
That's it.
So I wanted everyone to know that we have postcards coming. We have business cards. I mean, we think, and April Oaks, I think she's even, I mean, I'm sorry, April Renee with Vic, she's offered business cards for free. She has a chiropractor funding as many business cards that are, educate before you vaccinate. And we think that's one of the simplest methods because you can have it in your pocket, you can have it in your purse, but it's really important that we actively share this information in our communities. And we're working kind of overtime, actually, on getting some more creative methods that you can all duplicate. But I just want you to know that this is in the works. I'm going to be posting every little new thing that we come up with to help you guys get this stuff out in your community and state, and that will be posted at the Vaccination Liberation Yahoo group. I encourage people to forward that information. But go ahead. We're going to unmute the line. lines. I know people are anxious with questions. So let's go ahead and unmute the lines, Robert.
I have a question. May I?
Okay. I don't know. There was the gentleman that had the question first. Please state your name, state, and make your question brief.
Hi, Ingrid, Don, and Dr. Ott. This is Mike Marino calling from California. Thank you very much for bringing together tonight. And I have a question and a little different take on what you've described. I would agree with what you've presented related to the origins of the Rockefeller. However, I would like to ask if you're familiar with the Project for American Success and
course.
Also the Model State Emerging Health Powers Act. I was talking with Dr. Leonard Horowitz, suppressions I thought would happen. He would agree with what you're suggesting. However, I would, and I don't know about Dr. Horowitz, but my impression, I don't think the Chinese are about to declare war about states. I think
okay,
were,
Mike, I'm going to have to interrupt you. You needed
yes?
to have a question, and you need
yes?
to review the material. Really, seriously, you need
well,
to review the material.
With, I agree with that, but let me just finish. This is important, Ingrid.
But this is not a question. This is a comment.
Well,
and
well,
we're asking for questions right now, and I
okay.
don't need comments. We need
okay.
questions,
okay.
and we will talk. You could call us afterwards.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Truad is good friends with Dr. Horowitz, just so you know.
Okay. Project for a New American Society with that, and if he is, how he thinks that might relate through what has happened to 9/11 and how that may relate to what problem might be here right in the United States related to it rather than outside.
Yes, I'm familiar very much so with Project for, but it goes even further than that. I would go back to 1974 and Kissinger toward Project 2000.
Yes.
Systemically calling for destruction of okay,
yes, I agree.
Indonesia being top on the list, America being also on that list, okay,
yes.
What they refer to as...
I would agree.
So, yes, it's the China connection is just merely the beer point. They are the beer that is planned through.
I would disagree. I tend to think it's more the Rockefeller to all this.
Well, sure it is, but the spear point for the Rockefellers is the Chinese. That's what I'm saying.
I don't
okay.
know if I agree
okay.
with you, but thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Another question?
Question in Minnesota.
Who in Minnesota?
John from Minnesota.
Hi, John. Welcome.
Yeah, have you or you've got plans to take and put this on YouTube.com under different subject matter settings and stuff? That should get a lot of review.
It's already posted on YouTube in 10 parts.
Is it?
And that was in the initial email, I believe, the link to that.
Great. I'll go on and look at it, too. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, John. Mm-hmm. Yes?
This is Catherine in Oklahoma. My question is, does Dr. Ott have any suggestions what we can do to help people strengthen their immune systems to, be prepared for this in addition to the other things you've instructed us to do?
Yeah, I'd like to just comment on that briefly. You know, a strong immune system, believe it or not, is kind of bad for this. The stronger your immune system as the sites and T cells, the more it disrupts them. Okay, so you kind of don't want to give immune. I would refer you to research done just recently at California. A simple thing called methylene blue. I mean, this thing around for years and years. You know, methylene blue kills viruses of all kinds. The report was amazing as far as extending to HIV. Okay. You can get that for really inexpensive. If you feel like you've been exposed, like some female, just to put 15 drops of water, drink it, and probably wiped out much. That's a real simple way. Anybody and everybody. The other thing I would say is colloidal silver, but methylene blue I think is best for.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Hey,
this is Ingrid in Idaho, and there's a lot of people on the call that understand that viruses and parasites and poison are, you know, in some sense synonymous. And I wanted to ask Truat, this focusing on this virus is, you know, probably making a lot of people nervous. I mean, we're also talking about the vaccine delivery of this pandemic. So, unless you get the vaccine, such as in 1918, I mean, all the people that didn't get the vaccine in 1918 didn't seem to get the flu.
Exactly.
So can you comment
right.
on that?
Well, yeah, the first wave is the vaccine. The secondary infections will come out of the vaccine, and that's what typically happens in a pandemic. There's the first wave is caused by itself, secondary infections later, and then a third wave. And that will probably, if the time table is correct, we'll see vaccinations occurring hits September, October, and November. Second wave hitting February, and that's the one grocery that's when the State Emergency Health Powers Act can come in and BioShield. Unless you have a card or a sticker showing you've been vaccinated, you won't be able to bank and get money, or et cetera, et cetera. This is where we need to stop the vaccination, stop the other waves.
Okay. Thank you. That's very helpful. So I guess we all have our work cut out for us. I mean, vaccination liberation needs to come unglued right now in disseminating this information effectively in your communities.
Ingrid?
Thanks.
This is Catherine again in Oklahoma. I'd like to make a suggestion that everyone on the call go and find out who their emergency management directors are in each of their counties in whatever state. This is something that my husband has been working with closely, and these are the people who will be implementing these plans. Whether it's Oklahoma or any state, it's the emergency management directors working through FEMA, and that's where the emergency, the Model Health Act that he referenced, that is the legislation that has been passed here in Oklahoma that will be being carried out by the emergency management directors. That's the first person that you should get to in those counties, and then they can disseminate from there to their EMTs, fire, and police. So
that's very good. Thank you so much, Catherine. That's absolutely correct.
Hi, this is Sandy from Nevada.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. So my question is, if we have a doctor's note, can we be exempt from this?
Well, no. The problem is under the legislative act, believe it or not, they make it a felony. And the reason for that is also under a felony charge, and they can be deadly for refusing a vaccine being a felony, but it's the law. It's a doctor's note is not.
Under what law did you say?
Most states have passed their own version of the BioShield federal bills in the gaps for those legislation. You absolutely endemic without bell in.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Very stunning, isn't it? That this all will be planned and all these legislations passed and to prepare for this happening.
I might add that in Oklahoma, that was entitled the Catastrophic Health Emergency Powers Act. So they may not use the exact wording if you want to go and try to find in your state where this has been passed. And in Oklahoma, it was in 2003.
Yes, and you can go on to pandemicflu.gov, health and human dates.
You know,
Methylene blue?
Yeah, how do you
spell it? Methylene.
Okay.
You know, go ahead. What was the question? This is what's also, you know, I have a national identification card to get meds, okay? And I used to get, you know, methylene blue has been used in labs for years, a harmless little dye for test tube and microscopes, right? Now
yeah.
It's very, very hard to find this after the California Irvine's results and tests. It's actually being classified now as a controlled substance drug, okay? You may not be able to find it, but I would check your local pharmacies. A lot of pet stores have it. It disinfects your fish tanks, okay? It's easily infected with fish tanks. So that's one of the places you may want to look. And again, it doesn't take a lot of this to do a great thing in the body. It just drops in an 8-ounce water.
Well, how would that – I'm sorry. This is Ingrid in Idaho, and that was Ann in Idaho. We just want to ask, why wouldn't, like, Holda Clark Zapper work, something like that?
Well, I don't know how many people get a zapper. I'm not saying it wouldn't work. There's a lot of things that will work. Simple remedy better and pennies.
Well, I just, you know, there's all kinds of things being hyped right now as a preparation for the bird flu and naturopathic offices, things like OxySilver, and I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff like that. And according to Dr. Trua, I guess I'm confirming that many of the natural remedies for the target age group are not necessarily going to be effective, especially with a vaccine and pandemic. Is that right?
That's right. So you got to, again, our best defense is to stop this thing cold. This is a smallpox hype. That's our best choice. And like I told many, I've got 2,500 or so practitioner in my team, and I get calls and email with the weeds. Folks, it's unleashed. That's the least of our worries because our financials, I refer you back to the 2000, earlier this year on March 30th meetings, hell absolutely. It will take literally something to have rumblings, believe me, when this Laird surviving this one of the least of our.
This is Robert over here in Idaho. Dr. Truat, question for you.
Yes.
Let's say, you know, that this person received the shot, the flu vaccine, and so is there a way to go ahead and detox and kill the virus or pathogen, although he's already been, you know, he's received the shot, and, you know, now the same day that he's gotten the shot, he's going to go ahead and somehow, you know, try something to kill the pathogen, the viruses, detox?
Well, that's a good question. Most people that go and get the shot aren't worried about killing it when they get it.
What
I'm saying? They're going to just be part of the hype, and for about four tearing and
right.
Anybody. Is there a way to do that, forced to vaccinate?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can with, I think, methyl and blue, like I said, that I think also, ozone, oxygen. And that was effective back in, I have a report, Tesla saved many, many hundreds of deathbed patients. So,
right.
Yeah, these naturopathic ways of fighting this. Find out broad-spectrum antivirals, silvers. But again, I'd say just fight like heck not to get
right.
it, to get
that. Yeah,
right.
Really, the thing to do is do exactly like Catherine Rutt said and we suggested. You've got to get to the emergency management, and you've got to lovingly share this information with EMTs and other people in your community, not just the people that would implement. I mean, you could mention it at a county commissioner meeting. I mean, make sure that people are aware that there's plans right now to unleash a deadly vaccine on the populace that will pale in comparison to, like, the 1918 scenario, and that also was a vaccine-induced pandemic. And it's not that expensive to make copies of DVDs these days. And it's very nicely packaged, the ones that Ron Neal with the $1 DVD project has put together. They're very nicely packaged. They look professional, and they're compelling to watch. And most people don't even read these days, but they will watch.
Ingrid, this is Marion from Otis Orchards. And my issue is with, which is I've already talked to Robert about, but the military. I have children that are in the military and different things like that. So we need to get this out to our military personnel.
Absolutely. How do you... Thank you, Mary. Are there any more questions?
Yes. This is Zarina from California.
Hi, Zarina.
Hi. Zarina, yes.
Oh, yes.
I have a question regarding this methylene blue, because what I've noticed since my son going to daycare, all of those children are just constantly sick and constantly spreading their little germs. And I'm kind of like, you know, since he started earlier this year, I'm really like kind of getting a little shaky regarding this winter time because, you know, I've been able to boost up his immune system a little bit. But however, I was wondering, does this methylene, is that okay for babies also? He's only two.
Yeah, it's non-toxic, and if you take this amount, if you drink
uh-huh.
a whole bottle of concentrate, it may have some. Yeah, just putting just for a small child,
uh-huh.
3 to 4 drops in bottle.
Okay,
yeah, it's in those dilution where the lightly not dark blue, very broad.
Thanks, Serena. Any other questions?
I have a question. This is Sandy from Nevada. You were mentioning different phases. Is this communicable if for those who do not get the vaccine?
Yes, it is. Probably not as virulent. Again, Ingrid, those that not vaccinate and dying from it without any, that's a good sign. They've kind of souped up that they've made it even.
Yeah, I think Magellan's. I mean, this is weird, creepy, bioengineered stuff that they're doing. I mean, they're really serious. I'm serious. We have some... you know, Dr. Strange loves on steroids out there.
Yeah, I thought
are there any other
chemtrails too?
Yeah, well, there's Magellan's, the chemtrails, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, people can do searches and find out that there's a lot of strange things going on out there, and this is in the plan, what can I say, this weirdness. But any other questions?
I have one. This is Donna in Lockhart, Texas.
Oh, hi, Donna.
Hi, Ingrid and everybody. Dr. Ott, can you address the use of analgesics such as aspirin with this flu? I've read case studies where, you know, we should not be reducing fever because the virus has a specific temperature that it can multiply in, and when we reduce the fever, that virus can multiply. And the second question, could you also address the use of iodine?
Yes, on both. Stay away from aspirin and analgesics. The reports 1918, those, but Spadola was greatly iodine, I believe.
Ingrid, this is Cindy from Otis Orchards.
Oh, hi, Cindy.
I have a question. Do you know anything about the oil thieves, the essential oil thieves that is supposed to be against any viruses? I wondered if that was something that the doctor would know anything about as far as being an active, you know, killer of this virus as well.
I think I've studied that as well. You got to go back to the structure of methylene. And I get back to that. It's basically a zinc stable structure. Viruses shatters them. All right, and that I know works with it.
It
studies
works.
Are,
okay. Okay, thank you.
Real quick, this is Catherine in Oklahoma again.
Yes.
What form of iodine?
Well, I personally manufacture an iodine, so doesn't what I know, it's water soluble, not so much dark colored. Potassium.
Well, you might as well share that he is has Mother Earth Minerals, and you have a website.
Yes, I do, but I really don't want all like this.
Well, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is coming up with a quality iodine product too, and I think a lot of people are coming up with products. Iodine is certainly a big concern because of the microwaving of our planet, you know, and the radiation as a result.
Yeah, I'm putting out to all my practitioners trying to find the quality. Really, that's
Dr. Ott, this is Donna in Texas again. Do you know of iodoral? It's a 12.5 milligrams of iodine and potassium iodine combination. Are you familiar with that product?
I am not, but it sounds like the right.
Yeah, Optimox is the company that I get it from. It's in Torrance, California. Optimox, and the product is iodoral. Iodoral.
Thanks, Donna.
You're welcome.
Maybe you can post that on our list. Okay, any other questions?
Yeah, Ingrid Robert over here in Idaho. Mentioning a list, I'm thinking you're already working on putting a list together of there are various different types of supplements or you know, things that are herbs that can actually help with this. Are we working on putting a list together like that, or?
There are tons of people doing that. Everyone has a different take. My personal focus is the activism necessary to put a stop to the forced vaccination. That's my personal focus. That's the primary focus, and it should be everyone's focus, because if people that are in vaccination liberation don't have a clue at this point as to how to augment their natural health care program, well, I don't know what to say. But, you know, we've talked about that, and I have a column on that, but this is really my focus.
Yeah, Robert, this is Pandora's box, and it just can't be removed.
I would like to add, too, to Don Hark. I was first prize pandemic preparedness level in 7, or actually live satellite for doctors. They said then that the pandemic, not a matter of if, so hyping this. And then we fast forward on through 11, SCARE, and Good Act, Model Powers, and intense amount of preparation on live exercises. About every single are told to come in, defense, and they get boxed lunch, kind of a, and ongoing millions of dollars, hours in project, and not to mention 300 million doses of pox vaccine, and doses for 100 of this experimental vaccine, not available to kill a lot of people, ways, and rest. This is, and I don't, and I'm almost on the verge of being that the question all about how can I protect, stop this level, it's freaking matter. We have got to stop it now. If we get our friends and family and team members the imperative here, then we, if the vaccine gets delivered, we are so, stop, so concerned about your health, not going to matter. If please, important.
Thank you, Don. Are there any other real questions?
Ingrid, this is Marion again in Otis Orchards.
Yes.
I thought I read an email that the vaccines have already been delivered.
Yes. They're in different health departments now. And they are administering the flu vaccine, which people are getting sick currently. When Dr. Ott, he had read an email from a friend in New York. I don't know if she's on the call. Are you on the call, Barbara?
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't totally accurate because he was trying to do it from memory. Do you want to just share with everyone your experience?
Me?
Yeah, Barbara LeBrow.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I think it's an important experience so people realize that this is nothing to play around with. It might not be the pandemic flu, but they're all manufactured in the same place, and now they're all manufactured on human kidneys. Both the regular flu for this season as well as the pandemic flu.
You know, I just want to quickly add first, hi, everyone. It's ironic, you know, I didn't realize that this particular virus is so focused on the kidneys. And it's just ironic because about 3-4 years ago, after my children were vaccine injured, their immune systems were so damaged they were near terminal with organ failure, organ disease, and everything else. They actually, my grandmother who was living with us at the time, her doctor gave her flu vax then behind our back and without our consent, despite the fact we didn't want it. And within a few days, children picked up the flu. And after months, 3 months of, you know, fevers ranging from 105, vomiting black toxic tar, they actually went into kid failure, both kids. And that was from 3-4 years ago. And again, they did not get the vaccine directly, but I believe it shed from my grandmother because within a matter of a couple of days, they were deathly ill. But the recent experience here, on Friday, my mom's friend went to the doctors, was persuaded to get the flu vaccine, and, you know, she did. Sunday night, she fell very, very ill. Come Monday, she was totally incoherent, couldn't move, violent vomiting, high fever, shaking all over, could not even get out of bed. And Wednesday morning, her daughter came check on her and bring some things to her, found her in bed and had to take her into the hospital. And it's not good. She's in her 50s, and she basically told my mom Wednesday night, last night, she called my mom from the hospital because she was worried that my mom might have picked it up because my mom saw her Sunday, and they were worried about our children, that she had never in her life experienced anything like this. She felt like she was, and, you know, in all of her years of illness and having distress.
Wow, thank you, Barbara. I think people need to hear these stories to get inspired. You know, we need to stop this, okay? That's the most important thing, not your own personal health care program if you haven't figured it out by now.
Ingrid, this is Marion again from Otis Orchards.
Thanks, Marion.
When I came back from Saudi Arabia in 1991, I came home to my mom and my family and my daughters, and the whole family within a week was deathly ill. So this is very much the effects. You can pick it up from family members that have been vaccinated.
Thank you. That's what I thought from a few years ago even.
Okay. Thank you, Marion and Barbara. Any other questions?
Well, yeah, this what Barbara just told us about, the flu vaccine that her friend got, is it the vaccine that we're speaking about on this call or a different batch or something?
I don't know the batch. I honestly don't. All I know is that the doctor's office did tell her that it was the new flu vaccine. When she tried to reject, when she tried to refuse it, she wasn't knowledgeable enough to stand her ground. And the nurse told her that it's the vaccine for this flu season. They're expecting it very, very severe, and they're expecting many people to die. And it scared her. So all I know is that she was told it's the new flu vaccine for the epidemic they're expecting this year.
The epidemic. So when do we have an epidemic?
And that's a whole other thing. You know, we don't know exactly if we're talking about the avian pandemic flu that would be marketed in doctor's offices, you know, through the health department nationwide at the direction of Michael Levitt. So anyway, we don't know exactly what if there's a difference between the two, but what we do know is they are being manufactured in China on using human kidneys.
That is absolutely right. It's the new phase. China's basically run out of chicken eggs, okay? So they have no shortage, evidently.
I think that what we're seeing, too, just from testimony, is getting a really good insight, systemic propaganda, kind of. The pandemic preparedness propaganda that the responders, the doctors, the firemen. So if we're going to counter this, it is going to require us getting to. Does anybody else have any questions? Ingrid, I want you to get a glass of water, so I'm de facto moderator.
Actually have a quick question. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, you can go.
Oh, this is Barb, again, from New York. I mean, yes, of course, obviously, we all need to proactively move forward and deal with our, you know, local health system emergency personnel, but obviously, this is a plan that's been in the works for quite a few years. They devoted so much money to it. They're more than prepared to move forward with this, and it's obviously their goal. So if in the event we are not successful, and I don't want to bring any negativity here, I'm not saying we're not going to be, but we need to be realistic also. If in the event we are not successful at stopping this, when martial law goes into effect, are we going to be able to in any way be able to stop this? I mean, are we talking like this?
I'm sorry, I just
Barb from New York.
Barb from New York. This is a spiritual battle. We opened up the call with prayer. This we are creating all the time. We are going to create something different. And we are going to work on you networking with other people in New York. And you're going to spend time as duplicating yourself. You need to be with Robert for a few days. He's been in New York. But I'm just saying, the more we focus on what we want, the more that will manifest. The more we focus on, you know, all of these scenarios they plan for us, that's what's going to happen. So there's no, we're not failing here. We're going to create something different. And that's what why this call is so important. We've got to create something different. We have got to stop this.
Oh, I agree 100%. I mean, we have to. We have to be proactive on all levels in our county.
So don't, I mean, we don't even have energy to project of what if we don't succeed.
What
because
if,
we are going to succeed. That's the whole energy of this call.
I would just like to add to that, Ingrid. It's an oxymoron. A problem directly to pay. We have defined the problem. We have put it out there. We are awakening. That's the goal. Just the fact that Karen out to call is very heartening. It will stand that self-evident.
I mean, it's the 100th monkey syndrome. I just have to add that, you know, I saw stuff coming 10 years ago when we started BackLib. I am so gratified. Robert sees it. Donna sees it. We are all seeing it in our individual networks that when you approach someone, they're generally much more receptive. I mean, they've all heard, you know, about the thimerosal and the vaccines. There's not one single family I know of that hasn't been personally affected by vaccines, whether it's an autoimmune disease, a disability, even a death of their grandmother from the flu. But the awareness is increasing. The time is ripe. We're going to turn the tide. Let's focus on grabbing this wave and running with it and stopping it. Any other questions?
I have a quick question. I was actually wondering, I kind of got in the call towards the end. Is there any way that we can listen to it over again?
Yeah, Zarina?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Zarina. I recognize your sweet voice. Okay. Actually, the conference replay number, it was recorded. Okay. I'm just going to give that out. It's 712-432-6190. Any other questions?
One more question.
Is there a passcode to...
Oh, sorry.
Actually, there's not a passcode. It doesn't say. Robert, can you answer that?
I'm trying to read over here as we're talking. Okay, it looks like there is an access code is 6100585512.
Oh, for the recording. So, wait, I gave a different number. It says enter...
There is an email. There's an actual. You can actually listen to it online, and then. But there's the number is a 712 number, 712-432-6100. And then
why don't we test it out after the call and post it on the Yahoo group?
And the access code. Okay, after you dial the number is 6100585122.
122.
Right. No. No. 6100585 12.
Huh. The one I have has another two.
Okay. So apparently, it's going to be online. Okay. And so, like you said, Ingrid, we'll just put the message out on the Yahoo group
after we test to make sure it took. And we do have a backup recording that our Maryland chapter guy said he was going to record. So if something fails, we can go ahead and get that posted. He could get that posted on vaccinefreekids.org. Any other questions?
Hey, it's Matt from Maryland.
Hi, Matt.
I just wanted to chime in and say, yes, I am recording.
Thank you, Matt.
And I also do have a quick question.
Sure.
You guys have mentioned that there have been contact with some EMTs that are aware of the plans that are in place in several states. Has any of them gotten documentation that they've got with the plan that is being delivered to them to where we could get kind of a handle on what they're being asked to do as evidence against them, saying, hey, this is a bad thing?
Hey, Matt, what overall legend is this?
a legislative process of a bill is introduced, they then develop their laws.
Right.
So there is state also, and right. and that'll be that general. Now, fire departments, say, have a set of so training for preparedness duality. They have their own training that the doctors, every single
right.
employee having a plane. Now, I don't know your area, but various times, and there's been a couple of them where they're dealing with floods, or primarily the last five. So those, and if they're getting their public training, they're
right.
more, you know, locked into the mindset the role. Their client walks in, all of the other players, their role is, it's like a
right.
role based upon their...
Right. I guess my point was, I haven't seen, you know, to use the analogy again, the role that they're playing, I haven't seen the, you know, individualized sections of the script that they have in their hands,
okay.
because I think therein would be the evidence to point out to, you know, those particular cases, well, hey, doesn't this sound bad that, you know, people, if they're self-quarantining, you're the one that's going to go around and have to get the door in and tell them they have to get a shot. You know, I'm looking for evidence to stop the administrators.
Well, Matt, this is Catherine in Oklahoma. I think what you're suggesting is an excellent idea, and I think I might be able to get a hold of something similar to that. But in the interim, at pandemicflu.gov, they've got all of the state pandemic plans posted there. So you have the ones that are the official plans. But, again, I think it would be important to get to know these local directors in different places. And once you've developed a relationship with you, they can innocently share things with you that then you can turn around and say, does this seem right to you? I think you're on the right track there.
Yeah, see, that's why I bring it up, actually, is because at pandemicflu.gov, they do have links to the individual states, and I know for a fact in Maryland that, you know, it's quite an ambiguous plan that they link you to, and the language is basically a language of delegation. So what I don't know is downstream what they have delegated as roles for individuals, say, nurse practitioners, health centers, you know, fire personnel, EMTs. I'd like to have my hands on, you know, like a pamphlet that they got at a training seminar.
Well, I would suggest that all of us know somebody who's a cop and a doctor just in studying, just it's bad because just what they know about her. I've rather suck. All
sure.
you have to do is up to there. There's some pride in what they do. Ask a couple of white questions, sit back and let them run. Neuroptics nodding and will talk about. Oftentimes, I've noticed they're looking at me like saying all this stuff, and I can't do that. And so just getting to probably the best.
Yeah, I'm just saying I wrote even in this article way back in August 2005 a conversation I had with Joyce Riley, and this stuff was coming out. All of they were doing this training. And she was sharing with me that she had a call from a nurse in California that was required to attend a bioterrorism training session.
Right.
And all the nurses were told that by not participating in any portion of the training, they would be immediately fired. Now, that's a lot of pressure, especially when we're going through the economic hardships and the dropping of the dollar in terms of value. So people are holding on to their jobs with their life. Now, this is the kind of thing that's going on. The nurses had to sign a form that relinquished the state hospital from liability. The nurses then were required to do a mock vaccination of their peers since the training was preparing for the goal of inoculating 1 million people in 10 days. Both smallpox and influenza vaccines were mentioned as the likely vaccines for mass inoculation, and they were told the mock injections contained a saline solution. So the nurse who had spoken to Joyce told the staff that, well, if it contained only a saline solution, why did he have to sign a form releasing them of liability?
Mm-hmm.
At that point, he walked out and was presumably fired. So
well,
I'm just saying the economic realities for a lot of these minions that would be administering the program and the pressure of them for compliance is huge.
Right, and I guess what I'm getting at, again, is, you know, if I can... you know, see, actually hold in my hand or have a conversation with an EMT that has been handed, this is your role in this nasty play, and you can pick out something that doesn't pass the moral judgment test and say, look, are you really going to go around and grab people that are trying to protect their children and line them up, or if they refuse, are you going to hand them over to feds? You know, those are the types of questions I need, but I need to know that they've been told they have to do this. You know what I mean? In order to turn the tables in the conversation, I need to see the evidence, if that makes sense.
I don't know what to say. You need to get out there and mix it up.
Yeah.
I mean, you already told me some things that you were concerned about in Maryland. I think Maryland is a pretty tough state. I'd be going to the county, you know, just trying to mix it up with some people. Go to the county commissioner meeting or, you know, try to, I don't know, go to the emergency room and, you know, try to get a conversation with someone.
But stay away from Fort Detrick.
I've had the unfortunate experience of having been in Fort Detrick once in my life. I'm done with that.
Okay, any more questions?
One more question. Has Dr. Ott done any videos that we can put on public access TV?
Okay, who is this? Your name and state?
Sandy in Nevada.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you. They're on YouTube, and it's the PowerPoint presentations, and there's two of them.
On YouTube, right. I mean, any video specific that
you want
me
to go ahead and mail you a couple DVDs?
Oh, okay, never mind. I'm sorry. I'm blanking out. We already have the dollar DVD. Yeah, can I put that on public access here in my area?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. I kind of blacked out. Okay.
Yeah, anyone. I mean, public access TV, generally public access TV is limited to an hour, I believe. So we would have to do some editing. Huh?
No, it's not limited, not where I live.
Oh, right on. Good.
Okay.
Yeah, you can tell Dennis he can take a break for a couple.
Anyone else? If we don't have any more questions, I'm going to go ahead and close the call.
This is Barb from New York.
Hi, Barb.
No question. Just I'd like to contribute just a really quick positive, uplifting story just to show that there is hope to make this happen.
Thank you.
My husband and I have been proactively dealing with this, talking about it, what can we do? So he works at Cornell. And his concern was that they were going to try to force vaccinate there. And last year, they, you know, held flu vaccines for employees. And my husband Butch was trying to warn people, don't get that flu vaccine. People didn't listen to him, including his boss. And within a week, a lot of people were sick suddenly and out, including his boss. His boss actually ended up going to the hospital due to dehydration. So this year, actually this week, my husband went in, spoke to his boss, and his boss knows our children are vaccine injured and how serious we are about it. And if there's going to be forced vaccination, I'm going to have to work home. I have to avoid it by all means. And my husband's boss told him, well, let's work with HR on this, because after what I experienced last year from the flu vaccine, I don't want it either. So within a day or two, they were working with Human Resources, and as of right now, Human Resources does not have forced vaccination in their plan for the students or the employees because they've received such an alarming response that people do not want it. So what they're going to do, they've already developed a plan. If in the event of an outbreak or an epidemic, they are going to either A, close the school grounds, the college grounds, depending on how severe it is, or B, allow people to school or work from home. So that's positive because
that's a huge step in the right direction.
That's huge for Cornell University. And again, things could change. And, you know, like Butch said, and when he spoke to his boss, if the policy changes in the future or near future, they're just going to work together with a handful of other people to work with him very diligently to keep the freedom of avoiding the vaccination and just either closing the grounds, allowing people. So it's very
never,
positive.
Never, never.
It can be done.
Yeah, that we are still the people can make it fantastic. Remember also, pandemics are not happening there yet.
Right.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. This is really important to us, as you heard. And that is a great closing comment. Remember that pandemics are created. They do not occur naturally, and they are vaccines. So with that in mind, we will be in touch via the Yahoo group. If anybody needs to get a hold of us and is not on the Yahoo group, you can call Vaccination Liberation at 888-249-1421 to get an invite, or just call Don and Ingrid at 208-255-2307 and we'll get you on the Yahoo group. And if you need us for any other reason, call us. Thank you so much. God bless all of you as you forge ahead in educating your community and praying daily for your success in creating a different reality.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Night.